ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इफ ए क्वेश्चन इज पुट टू एनीबडी इन द होल वर्ल्ड वेदर द पर्सन वांट्स जॉय और नॉट, हैप्पीनेस और नॉट, द पर्सन वुड से यस। एंड दिस फाइंडिंग हैप्पीनेस और जॉय एंड एक्सपीरियंसिंग गॉड, they are the same. Finding permanent joy, permanent peace, love, harmony inside and harmony outside, or experiencing God, they are the same. No difference in them. Or the difference is only about description. The content remains the same. This joy is of three types: the rajasic, tamasic and the sattvic. If we start from the highest, then it is sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. But I started from the rajasic purposely, because people have experience of it, clear experience. Vishyendriya sanyogat tadagre amratopamam परिणामे विषमे तत्सुखम राजसम स्मृतम। द डिलाइट विच फॉलोज फ्रॉम द कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ द सेंसेस विद देयर ऑब्जेक्ट्स इज इवेंचुअली पॉइजन लाइक, दो अपियरिंग एट फर्स्ट एज नेक्टर, हैंस इट हैज बीन स्पोकन ऑफ एज राजसिक। The rajasic joy is derived by contact of the senses with the objects. The eyes see a beautiful face and at once the person says, "Who? How beautiful a lady or a man is." The contact of the eyes with the object. In the same way, a person touches pakoras or halwa or yogurt with the tongue and at once says, "How sweet, delicious." This is all rajasic joy, which is derived through contact of senses with the objective world.
Yadagre chanumandhe cha sukham mohanam atmanah निद्रालस्य प्रमादोत्थम तत्तामसम उदाहतम। दैट विच स्टूपिफाइज द सेल्फ ड्यूरिंग इस एंजॉयमेंट एज वेल एज इन द एंड डेराइव्ड फ्रॉम स्लीप इंडोलेंस एंड ऑब्स्टिनेट एरर सच डिलाइट हैज बीन कॉल्ड तामसिक।
द तामसिक द लोएस्ट इज फेल्ट when the faculty of discrimination is overpowered completely by a sort of stupor, loss of discrimination, loss of reasoning. The example I gave was about drinking. What happens in drinking? Why many people drink? They say, "We want to forget our worries." That is the reason they give. They derive joy by forgetfulness. The brain cells are in a way numb. They don't think. There is no thinking process. And by that, the person says, "I feel happy." And the Lord has said that in the case of rajasic joy, it appears like nectar in the beginning, but like poison in the end, the result is bad. I gave the example yesterday. The chili pakoras a person is enjoying, saying, "Beautiful, nice," and forgets what would happen in the night at 1:30 in the stomach. It will happen something painful in the end. Always. This must be the experience of people about male and female union also on the physical plane. So many things they say, I love you, you love me, all that. Humbug. And after the act, nothing. After some time, a person comes to the conclusion, it is in vain, useless activity, unnecessary, getting exhausted. So the rajasic ends into discomfort, disliking. The tamasic begins with the stupor, bad thing, ends also in bad thing, pain, a sort of pain. Now what about the highest, the sattvic, 36, 37? Now hear from me the threefold joy too, that in which the striver finds enjoyment through practice of adoration, meditation and service to God, etc., and whereby he reaches the end of sorrow, such a joy, though appearing as poison in the beginning, tastes like nectar in the end. This is the main thing. Appearing as poison in the beginning, tastes like nectar in the end. About the sattvic. Sattvic joy in the beginning appears like poison, difficult. Why? How? A person enjoying pleasure of the world through senses. When he wants to have sattvic joy, he has to stop those activities and come and sit like this. And in the beginning it is very difficult. The person would say, sitting for one and a half hour, 2 hours, like this, hell it is, poison-like, difficult. A person wants to walk there in the garden and with the boyfriend or the girlfriend, it's fine there, sitting here like that, it's a useless matter. I'm not going to spoil my life here in these things. In the beginning, it is very difficult. That is the purpose. Simple meaning. Good things in the beginning appear difficult because it requires a change of habit. A person fond of eating different types of chocolates and biscuits, when asked by some spiritual master, don't eat more than 3 times a day. He says, oh, what is this? How is it possible not to eat even the best biscuits there? No, the discipline is required. It's very bad. The master is good otherwise, but these things he is doing wrong. Should not. The sattvic joy cannot grow inside, cannot be experienced without discipline. And nobody wants to be disciplined. Discipline in the beginning appears like poison. Anywhere discipline in the beginning. The boy is jumping on the sofa in the room here and there and say, be calm, sit down. He says, why? I want to play. Discipline everywhere. A person having the habit of overeating delicious food, as many people have, you ask, only half a bowl you take, not more than, well, so delicious, and half a bowl only. Why? So discipline in the beginning looks like, appears like poison. But if the advice is accepted, the belly will be all right, you will be healthy. So it will be like nectar in the end. It will give you happiness. That is the meaning. Without discipline it can't happen. Hence there's joy, born as it is of the placidity of mind brought about by meditation on God. That joy comes through meditation, calmness in the mind. When the thoughts have become calm, you find peace. The problem is created by the struggle going on in the mind by thoughts, crisscross thoughts, opposite thoughts. A constant struggle, a constant fight, a sort of war between thoughts and between thoughts and emotions. And also, certain feelings, sensations in the body, the body and the mind and the emotions fighting together. How can then there be peace? Peace will come when there is harmony between the body, the mind and the emotions. That is sattvic joy. That is the reason he has said. Brought about by meditation on God has been declared as sattvic. So you have to reach to the sattvic joy. This sattvic joy cannot be experienced without withdrawing yourself from the tamasic and the rajasic. It is necessary. The more you withdraw from there, the more the sattvic joy inherent inside automatically is experienced. Nothing is required to be done. For true peace, you are not required to be done any, you are not required to do anything except give up those useless, absurd activities. That is the only thing. The problem is that our mind, our existence is involved in external things, in the objective world. As soon as somebody starts withdrawing from the objective world, I mean the attachment starts going away, one starts moving towards the real home, realization of the self.